Blog Talk Radio.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Winds is worse, loud, and Thursday's also sad. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. I go to church and I kneel down and pray, and this is what I say, baby. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Somebody please send her home to me.
Welcome to the Marty Smith Show. It's not Stormy Monday here in southern sunny California, but I'm pretty sure it's storming somewhere. And there's for folks with stormy news and stormy ideas. Isn't that old song, Stormy? Okay, all right, I'll shut up. We've been talking about cryptocurrency and everything else. It's a lot jumping off. If you're in the Southland, as of today, you're going to need your vaccination card to get in and out of venues. see your shows, go to the bar, go to the saloon, get your hair done, get a tan, just about everything but go to the beach. Or the park. We're also having the news, massive crowd gatherings out in Houston for Travis Scott. I have worked Travis Scott shows and the whole likes. I just worked Playboi Carti, which was that the security, their in-house security told me it's the same crowd. And they rushed the stage and we damn near could have ended up with the same results had we not reacted quickly. Yeah, you could say it is what it is, but it ain't going nowhere. As far as COVID, this is where it is. I know a lot of folks has just fought everything and did the Aaron Rodgers scenario and make shit up and Joe Rogan. By the way, I worked at Joe Rogan's show when he came to the forum not a couple of months ago. I never even spoke on it, but you do things to make money and then you do things to stake your life and your legacy on, and I'm not sure what that dude's doing other than certainly making money. I think he can make more if he would figure out a cogent message. But within his audience and those that follow like Aaron Rodgers and everybody else, good sense ain't always common sense. And following the fork in the road might not be your best choice, because you're following the road most traveled. I would venture to say that while we boast here in the United States of 65%, nearly 70% vaccination rate, I would dare to say it's probably 50%, folks, because they haven't counted all of the people who are undocumented, homeless, illegal, living in trees, and everybody else, and the homeless folks that are in multitudes that they can't get to because they live in the shadows. I lived in the Bay Area many moons ago. They got shadow life. We called it the underground. And then we transferred it into the neither ground, either under or over. We don't exist. Try living like that for about 4 or 5 years. Particularly while they're looking right at you. All right, we're going to get into the Decrypt Daily. I play this young man often on my show because he's part investigator, part advocate, part investor, part guy just trying to figure this shit out. And what he does do is just provide information. You don't necessarily get... And sometimes I want to hear his spin. I want to hear his rhetoric. You know, I don't just tune in just to listen so I can direct my shows. None of us is giving investment advice. That ain't the issue. I do look for folks who give advice on how to invest. That's different. Those strategies is as basic as the dollar bill. And that's as easy as, you know, playing bingo. Nobody's going to put a dollar on a bingo card with the expectation at some point they're going to win $20 if that's what the top prize is. You know what I'm saying? So we don't like our sports leagues and our NFL teams, and me, pray for the Raiders, but hallelujah for Bama. Just because we're just happy to see a bunch of millionaires sweat up and down the field because we just like that type of sporting. We actually have a psychological investment in the outcome of the game, and we want our team to win. And in many cases, you'll feel happier for weeks or months to come because your team won the game, the championship, the playoff, or whatever. We've all experienced it. I'm not here to give you psychological advice either. I'm just speaking on some things that you know and I know that occur in the marketplace of game. The marketplace of game is what we're talking about. We're not talking about just doing the Marty Smith show or just go out and get a link and go invest here and there. You can do all that and still not meet your mark. There are ways to turn over, take those links. Somebody sends you a link for $25 to get to a legitimate blockchain or cryptocurrency. A lot of folks, and I failed to mention this, this is basic, right? To me, it's basic, but it came along about 2.5 years ago whenever I got that damn Cash App. And then they start offering Bitcoin. Now it matters because you're one step removed from how do I, all right, everybody's talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, but let's say you do make a couple of $100, a couple of thousand, or whatever you do, or you invest and you are rewarded with profit. How do I get my damn money out that account, and how can I easily spend it? What if I got something on sale next week? My boy wanted to buy a Benz with Bitcoin. I'm like, bro, you can do all that. They've been doing this for years now, well over a decade. It's doable. However, I don't actually know how to do it because I've never bought a damn thing in Bitcoin other than Bitcoin. I haven't even figured out how to buy other cryptocurrency in Bitcoin. So you can do that. Did you know that? Say I don't have cash, I just will go transfer some shit to Bitcoin, transfer Bitcoin to Ethereum or vice versa. I've never done it. I will eventually get there, I assume, because all these accounts are going up and I'm going to have to trade and move around assets just like shifting the pillow in the middle of the night so your neck don't get crooked. And you don't want your accounts to get crooked. And you don't want to be crooked thinking. That's the whole point. So I neglected to tell my boy, and I'll send him this link and everybody else that's listening. Make sure you have a Cash App. That's important because on Cash App, they have two modus operandi. Either you got cash or Bitcoin. That problem solved. And I was concerned early on when I got this. I'm like, well, this seems two steps removed from all of the complication. I still got problems with my Kraken account. I am held up right now on some Kraken account. I just got off trying to, you know, it's too much on one level. Got to remember these codes, that codes, this, that. And then they actually don't allow your phone to just swoop on in and get the shit locked in, depending on what service you got, whether you got T-Mobile, Simple Mobile, Boost Mobile, Jesus Mobile, Blood Mobile, Crip Mobile, MS-13 Mobile, Sinaloa Mobile, whatever mobile you got, Cracker Mobile, Nazi Mobile, whatever mobile you got, All Saints Day Mobile, Helissimo Mobile, whatever you got, it's the same bullshit. It's being controlled by alternate networks that you can't just get in, click here, download the damn app, put your credit card on, get this shit, that pop, boom. And in 20 minutes, you done bought some shit or did the verification and nobody's stealing your ID and your credit. It's not that simple. So this Kraken and all these accounts, even my Coinbase, took some months to get to the point where I could actually utilize it. I think the only one I just kind of like got on and just ran with it was my crypto account. But that was only because they said if I already had Coinbase, I was good. So I was good. Anyway, it's about diversification. It's about planning out just some simplicity. The Cash App allows me to, just like I use my Cash App every, I don't use it often, but I just set up to another card, and it just, I just send money to the Cash App. If I want to use it to go get some coffee, I get coffee, gas. If I want to get cash, it's just another holding account. It's a savings account, debit/debit. And now they got Bitcoin. So if I wanted to go into the Benz dealer, and assuming I had enough Bitcoin, I could buy swipe my Cash App. It's a gold card. It's a platinum card. Simple as that, and it's your money. So make sure you have that, and that address is transferable, meaning you can use that on the major blockchain platforms or whatever you're doing, even some of the little gaming apps. They want to send you the little 5 cent, you know, you think you got 3,000 points on the gaming app. That's less than a penny. And, you know, it accrues. You might get 10 cent here, 15 cent here. It accrues. I'm not mad at that. However, you can send that directly to, in many cases, they want a Bitcoin address. That's what you see also overriding, where it's stabilizing. They want Bitcoin addresses. And no matter what token you're trading in, we will send it in a Bitcoin address. So if that becomes the rudimentary favorite and standard for, like, the dollar as or gold as a standard of currency, which you are seeing in and out through Latin America, you would want to be staked in it now. The Marty Smith Show.
Independent Media. This is the Independent Daily Weekend Update. My name is Matthew Dean, and today is Sunday, November 7th, 2021. Let's get
right into those crypto prices. Bitcoin is sitting at $61,972, up 2.7% in 24. Ethereum, $4,601, up 5.5%. Binance Coin, $662, up 10%. We are having a good day, aren't we? Solana is in the number 4 spot at $252, up almost 5%. And Tether is in the number 5 spot. Running off the top 10, we have Cardano, XRP, Polkadot, Dogecoin, and USDC. Total market cap, we're at $2.75 trillion, a BTC dominance of 42.3%, and an ETH dominance of 19.7%. Last week, I told you about the news that Burger King is teaming up with Robinhood to give everybody rewards with Bitcoin and Ethereum and Dogecoin. And, well, somebody wrote in and said they won. He said, Matthew Hayden here from Phoenix. Love, love, love your show. You did such an amazing job on the podcast. I just want to write in and say that. I also want to let you know that I won the Burger King crypto promo last night. I ordered the Garlic King meal. I didn't even know what that is, the Garlic King meal. I'm going to have to look that up. Signed me up on Robinhood and won one Dogecoin. So stoked right now. Keep up the awesome work. So, Hayden, I want to say thank you for writing in, and congrats on winning the Burger King contest. Congrats on that one Doge to the moon, $1. You might have that $1 that you can go redeem it for another burger or something. I don't know. But congratulations. And if you have won the Burger King, Robinhood, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, Ethereum contest, write in. Let me know. Matthew Aaron at crypt.co. We had a couple of headlines today. Jack in the Box is suing FTX. This is real. And you'll see why. If you click the link in the show notes, they're suing FTX because of their mascot. They say FTX's new mascot, Moon Man, is intended to exploit Jack in the Box's valuable intellectual property and trade on Jack in the Box's goodwill and its longstanding and well-recognized Jack. So basically, here it is. Moon Man is basically a dude with a big round moon head with a smile and a nose and eyes. And Jack in the Box is basically a dude with a big-ass round head with a smile but a pointy nose. And a cone hat, well, it's too similar. And Jack in the Box is saying that it is inferior to their logo and it's making them look bad and ruining their reputation with their customers. So we'll see how this plays out. But Moon Man versus Jack in the Box, I think that FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried is going to win this, especially looking at who has the bigger company. Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX is way more valuable than Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box is around $2 billion today. Their stock has been slumping for the past 6 months. And FTX valued at $25 billion.
So So let's just stop right there, folks. Who the hell is FTX? I am damn near 60 years old, and I have never heard of FTX. I've heard Jack in the Box all my life. Jack in the Box used to be owned by Purina. I don't know if they still are. Purina dog food. God, you never knew that, huh? You're telling me some startup from the last 15 years is worth more than this company that's 70 years old. I assume they've been around at least since I've been around. I don't know the history of Jack in the Box, and I'm not here to tell it. But think about what this man is saying, what Matthew is saying. Get off the sideline. Yeah, you can get a dollar worth of Dogecoin. It's worth a dollar, fool. You spent $9 to get a dollar burger. A dollar worth. You spent $9 in a burger to get a dollar worth of some token. And this is the thinking that I'm like, wow, I'm glad y'all know about it and you're informed on that level. However, did you know you could, where you cash your check, you probably got a debit card? Because most of us in these hoods use check cashing, and even your Wells Fargo's and banks. You got a debit card? Well, you could take that debit card and send $100 to a Cash App account, which they're going to give you money to set up the Cash App. Go talk to your T.O., T.I., your uncle, your mama, your daddy, your friends, your homie. Everybody got a Cash App account. Tell them to send you their link. They go get $5. You're going to get $5 and move forward. And when you get it all set up, which it doesn't take long, it's not like setting up a blockchain account, which amazed me. This is why I was a bit like, oh, I get a twofer here. I get a debit card that's on all platforms. I can go into 7-Eleven. I can go into Woody's. Everybody's taking Cash App. And I also can stack Bitcoin on the same credit card. Well, hell, I don't have enough to buy bins now, but what if I did? I ain't got to go through the hullabaloo of what we used to do when you just go to the bank. Remember Security Pacific or Union Bank, and then you got to go get the money and then get it in a transfer cash, cashier's check, and then get all of it. It took 30 hours to do a transaction, anything over $10,000. Did the shit in the blink of an eye, and that's what he's talking about. Talking about particular infrastructures where you're talking about a particular token, this token, that, whatever the name is, Solana, Cardano, XTX, whatever, XTC, whatever, Algo. They have a particular function in the marketplace, meaning that they actually provide a service or a good or some mechanism by which they are accruing money. Out of sight, out of mind, in a blink of an eye, when you're buying something on the internet, you don't know where all that happens after you click that. Well, these are the people who are making these things happen. And it's become way more complex than just clicking on a Visa, take $57.76 out of my account, and then they're going to send me my shirt and my shoes in 2 months or in 2.5 weeks. Everything now is a currency track to it, from the gas to, and the services of the UPS driver to the transfer agent off of the cargo ship if it ever gets off. And eventually some city manager is going to figure out a way to tie in crypto value, or some union manager is likewise, to wages and earnings and the futures for wages and earnings. If I'm downloading If I work at the docks, for instance, and I'm downloading the buckets and crates and cargo shipments from those ships to another truck or vessel, and they're based in some type of crypto, which is funding and fueling their mechanism, why should my union and pension and compensation only be in U.S. dollars then? Particularly when they are going to figure out a way to take a U.S. dollar and quadruple and fourdruple it and 100-druple it. This is what this is about. Well, then, oh, no, we don't went from your traditional pimping of the workforce to now you're getting quadruply, Zuckerbergly paid in the multitudes for stuff that, and I haven't gotten any increase in wages. Hell, at one of my jobs, you can't even get water.
Moving on, cryptocurrency platform Bakkt announced today that it will soon allow its customers to deal in Ethereum. If you guys remember, Bakkt launched in 2018 by the Intercontinental Exchange, the parent company of the New York Stock Exchange, as a crypto custodian that currently deals in Bitcoin. However, they're expanding their offerings to Ethereum. CEO Gavin Michael said this, "At Bakkt, providing flexible opportunities for its users to enjoy their digital assets is a top consideration, and adding Ethereum brings a popular and growing cryptocurrency to our roster." Remember, a couple of weeks ago, Bakkt went public. Its ticker is BKKT. And when Bakkt announced that it was teaming up with MasterCard to offer crypto payments to people who hold MasterCards or use MasterCards, or I guess customers of MasterCard, their stock mooned up 4x in like a day. It launched trading at $8 a share. It's well over $30 today. You guys probably noticed the U.S. Congress passed the $1.2 trillion America infrastructure bill to give us all kinds of new roads and bridges, broadband, and EV charges. It's going to President Biden's desk right now, and he's going to sign on it. But if you also remember, it added a little provision in there talking about crypto brokers and the definition of a broker to include organizations that trade crypto assets. That means that this bill, if it's signed by President Biden, will centralize crypto exchanges like Coinbase, will be considered brokers, and will have to report their transactions directly to the IRS. Well, while the Treasury has clarified that it will not interpret the new legislative definition of a broker to include non-custodial crypto actors, there are still clearly many things that the government needs to clarify before crypto investors are satisfied with the bill. This is not going to just go into action when, you know, President Biden signs this bill and starts taxing everybody. There's going to be a lot of things to be figured out by the IRS, by the Treasury Department. Also, we don't even know if and how they're going to enforce it. So there's a lot of things just are up in the air. So this don't think this is going to be the end of the world for crypto and taxes. Everything's just going to be ironed out pretty slowly if they're enforced at all. And finally, I want you to read an article by Dan Roberts, the editor-in-chief, and executive editor John Roberts. It's called The View from Colorado's Crypto Space. And they had a dinner. And they talked to a lot of people at the dinner, OG crypto people, other people, and it's a good read. Link is in the show notes. It'll give you an insight to what people are thinking about when it comes to governance, crypto, and the evolution of the space. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily Weekend Update. My name is Matthew Diemer. You can send me an email, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. And until tomorrow, go Browns, and happy hodling, everyone. investors. My name is Sehan. Welcome back to Number One Place for all your investing needs. In today's video, we're going to be looking at three more altcoins to buy right now in the month of November. As you guys can see, in the past 24 hours, the market has been booming once again. The market is up about 3.52% here just in the past 24 hours. Our top gainers in the past 24 hours are going to be NKN, which is up about 34.14% here, trading at 64 cents per coin. We have our highest volume, as usual, Bitcoin at 29.4 billion, Ethereum at 15 billion. So we see here, you know, Ethereum and Bitcoin making a big move here Sunday night into Monday morning. So Bitcoin is up almost 5%, trading at 65,251, almost at this all-time high areas. Ethereum is at trading at all-time highs, guys. Just like I predicted, I was predicting, you know, Ethereum to be close to 5,000 soon, and it's happening right now. $4,700 per coin, up 3.36%, making a nice gain right there. Solana down about 5%, but we see a lot of these other altcoins are up. Cardano's up 2%, Ripple's up 9%, you know, Dogecoin, Polkadot, all these other coins are up 2 or 3%, obviously. We're seeing here Avalanche, another move, Rapcoin right here. A lot of these other coins are making a nice 5 to 10% move, obviously, on the upside, with some, obviously, red, you know, coins as well. But that's something that we're always going to see in the market. So there's always going to be those outliers. So, guys, are we going to be seeing a very, very green weekend this week? Let me know in the comments below. What do you think? Are we going to be seeing a bullish week or not? As always, if you want to see more content like this, smash that like button for me, guys. Let's aim for 100-plus likes on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on that bell notifications to get notified every time I make a new video. And as always, let's get into it. So the first altcoin we're going to be talking about is going to be Helium, HNT. This coin is very popular and one we've talked about on the channel before, but it's made a nice move here in the past 24 hours from, you know, lows of $37 all the way to highs up here of over $53 almost at one point during the day on Sunday. So it made a huge move, pulled back down a little bit. We're seeing a nice move of 13.86% here just in the 24 hours, trading at $42.58 right now. In the past week, this one is up over 46%. We talked about this one a few weeks ago, actually. And actually, I mean, we talked about this one since the beginning. So here in the past month, over 108%. Past year, 3,469%. So this coin, we talked about here in March at first. This is one that was gaining really, you know, getting really popular at $5, $6, and it continued to go higher and higher and higher. Now we've seen over a 500% gain just since then, if you would have been watching my videos back in March. So that coin just continues to go up higher and higher. Obviously, a lot of these helium miners that people are getting are taking forever to come in. I mean, I personally actually, you know, disclaimer right here, I personally ordered a helium miner, I believe sometime in March or April, and I still haven't received my helium miner, and it's almost been a year. So they keep postponing it further out, and it's not something that I'm happy about. I've even thought about canceling it because there's so many more coins now in circulation and more miners, which means that you're going to be getting less coins, obviously, because there's a cap of how many coins can be mined each month. Now, back here in March, obviously in February, people were making thousands and thousands of dollars every single month mining these coins. Now, obviously, you're only making a few hundred bucks, if that, you know, in a few months. So Helium coin continues to rise. We saw this huge rise here just in the past week or so, pretty much doubling the coin's value. $4.3 billion currently on this one right here. Volume is up 261% higher than usual at $411.9 million. All-time highs at that $50 level that we saw today, actually. So this coin continues to go higher. Can it go higher than this? I personally think so. Only at a $4 billion market cap, this coin could potentially do a 10x in the future. I would not be surprised to see Helium trading at over $420 per coin in the next 5, 10, or 15 years. So $420. For sure, in my opinion, that's my prediction, obviously. I think this coin has plenty of room to go. So that's going to be our first altcoin. Our second altcoin is going to be Polkadot, DOT. So another coin that continues to grow higher and higher, guys, is Polkadot. So this one right here, in the past 24 hours, it is up about 1.38%, trading at $52. In the past week, it's up 22.8%, past month, 54%. And then obviously on the one-year chart, 1,135%. So Polkadot was trading at $4 last year in November, hit highs here obviously in May at around $48 or so, pulled back down to lows of about $10, and then from that July period, we're up over 400%. So if you would have invested $1,000 into a Polkadot in July, you'd be up about $4,000 profit right now, as we are at all-time highs right now currently. So this coin continues to make, you know, big moves. So market cap, $51.8 billion right now. Volume is at $1.6 billion. As usual, typical hold time is 22 days. It is ranked the number 6 coin as it continues to climb those rankings. 70% buy and 30% sell activity. Now, this one,
Polkadot is a protocol that enables cross-blockchain transfers of any type of data or asset by uniting multiple blockchains. Polkadot aims to achieve high degrees of security and scalability. DOT serves as the protocol's governance token and can be used for staking to secure the network or to connect new chains. Now, how does all of this work? Well, right here, if we take a look, Polkadot uses a proof-of-stake consensus mechanism to secure the network, verify transactions, and create and distribute new DOT. Now, there are several different ways DOT holders can interact with the staking system, depending on how much time, technical knowledge, and money they want to be, devote. By staking and participating in the network, you may be able to receive DOT rewards. Now, keep in mind the reason that Polkadot can process all of this information is because the many parachains do a lot of the heavy lifting for the main relay chain. As a result, the Polkadot network can process more than 1,000 transactions per second compared to about 7 for Bitcoin and 30 for Ethereum. As the network continues to grow, more parachains are added. Polkadot should get even faster with speeds that could hit a million transactions per second. So this continues to go higher and higher. Another coin that we talked about that has something similar is going to be Solana. Solana had, the speed is huge. Speed is a huge thing right now that everybody's looking at. Obviously, what is better than Ethereum? What is faster than, Ethereum with the transaction and different, gas fees and different things like that? And people are finding these other coins like Polkadot, Solana, and many others that are on this list. But Polkadot is just beginning now, guys, and we're going to be seeing a bright future with many more updates coming soon. So definitely want to add to your watch list and see how it's going to perform in the next few years. Then at the number three spot, we have Filecoin, FIL. This one in the past 24 hours is up about 2% here, trading at $63. In the past week, this one is actually down about 2.2% in the red. In the past month, it's down about 11% from highs of $81. And then on the one-year chart, obviously, we're up 105%. So this coin is trading at $30, hit highs here in April at around $237. So we still have about a 200% upside, a little bit higher than that, just to get back to the all-time high area that we hit there in May, late March. But we pulled back down all the way to lows of about $41, and then we obviously now have been consolidating for the past few months. We're waiting for the next leg up and for this coin to continue to go higher. Now, this one, the chances are a little bit lower, but there's a lot more potential. So that is why we're adding this one on the list right here. Current market cap is going to be at $7.6 billion. Volume in the past 24 hours is actually a little bit lower at $502 million. 50% buy, 50% sell activity, and typical hold time is going to be 14 days. Now, Filecoin is a cryptocurrency that powers the Filecoin network, a decentralized peer-to-peer file storage network that aims to let anyone store, retrieve, and host digital information. FIL tokens are used as payments for the services and as an economic incentive to ensure files are stored reliably over time. Now, if you want to see more data on how, all of this works, you guys can come here and read that or pause the video and take a quick look. Something to keep in mind, though, is anyone with a compatible computer can start mining FIL by becoming a storage provider, now making their hard drive space available for use by the network in return for rewards. Now, mining configurations can range from a single desktop computer to a large-scale server farm. So obviously, that's something we already know. Some people have these huge farms that they can, mine Bitcoin and different types of coins. And
you're listening to the Marty Smith Show. What I'm going to do right now is try to break down some terms, because even as I'm listening to this great guy, his last name is Mac, M-A-C, first name Dejan, D-E-J-A-N. He, like me and many of us, and you, if you got a regular job, you start talking job talk, and, people around you may not work in that environment. They don't understand the jargon, what you're trying to say. And so something just said, stop. He's talking about things that affect everything that we are all trying to discuss. However, they're not putting any explanations. So, I am on my Coinbase account right now. And if you have one, I think I've sent links to folks, or one or the other, whatever. You just click on For You. It's important that you understand where I'm coming from. This crypto thing is like anything in Americana. It's like the first internet boom. It's like leather pants. It's like Gucci. It's like designer jeans. You're only as live as you think you is if you can afford to get in the game. And if you're going to fake it, well, then you can get in the club. You still be a hot one, male or female, whatever, where you're going, what you're doing. However, you know you're faking it. The difference here in this is you're not going to be too able to withdraw funds from any crypto unless you really got all of the account infrastructure and mechanism. And hedging bets based on traditional psychologies. This is what I warned some of my best friends about privately. It's like, bro, don't do this. This is nothing we've seen before, so let's not walk into it and act as if we know what the hell it's about. We know it's available. And we have learned some basics. I'm walking around the studio, folks, you know, I'm a country boy, my true skull, Copenhagen, Red Man, Blue Man, Cinnamon Man, James Man, Woman Man. Is this wintergreen long cut? We fucks with it. My goal is to create enough cryptocurrency energy to brand my own. Marty Marr, long cut, wintergreen. No. I'm going to back that up. It'll be the Marty Marr, long cut, wintergreen. Nah, I can't do that. That's already, they got a long cut. They got 3,000 long. Marty Marr, blue cut, long grain. Oh, stop. I'm done. That's the name of it. Hold on, folks. Of course. Somebody got to get all in your mix. Distract you from what you're doing. I can see if I was over here talking about gibbers.
So Filecoin is definitely another coin I'm going to be watching on our watch list to see how it's going to perform in the near future. But obviously, out of the three coins we talked about in today's video, Helium and Polkadot are definitely coins that I would be watching a lot more than Filecoin. Filecoin is just the one as a backup that has more potential, in my opinion, for growth, as it is a little bit lower. So those are the three altcoins we're going to be talking about. Now we're going to be taking a look at the rest of the market. Before we look at Bitcoin and Ethereum, we'll take a look down here. Like we said, Solana's down a little bit. Dogecoin trading at 27 cents, up 2.6%. Meanwhile, Shiba Inu is making a little bit of a pullback. So Dogecoin keeps trading here in the same range pretty much for the past 4 or 5 months, we've been trading in the 20s. So ever since pretty much June here, we've been trading around between 20 and 30 cents, and we keep fluctuating back and forth. Currently at a 35.6 billion market cap on Dogecoin. So continue to stay here. Shiba Inu is right on its back. Then we obviously have Bitcoin. Like we said, Bitcoin was trading here around 62,000 pretty much over the weekend. And then obviously Sunday night into Monday morning, boom, we saw this huge rise here Sunday night all the way to highs of almost 66,000 at one point as it continues to rise on higher and higher. In the past week, we're up 5%, past month 18%, and then on the one-year chart, 340%. So we're right on those all-time highs. We're only about $1,000 away from the all-time high, 1.2 trillion market cap currently, which is 35% of the crypto market space, 29.1 billion market, volume, And so the volume is around the same as usual. Typical hold time is going to be 76 days. And our, you know, trading activity is going to be at 61% buy and 39% sell activity in Bitcoin. So is Bitcoin going to get to all-time highs again this week? It's very possible. We're very close to it. I would not be surprised, especially if we get some good news over in the next few days, you know, depending on what happens. So Ethereum is actually trading at all-time highs right now, which is a beautiful thing to see, something we've been talking about over the past few days that we were predicting that Ethereum could make a run, and that's exactly what happened here in the past 24 hours. This was trading at 4,500. Then we saw this boom just here over the all-time high, so 4,704. Up 3%. In the past week, we're up 9.6%, past month 31%, and then on the one-year chart, over 984% higher than usual. So right there, market cap 555.3 billion, which is 16% of the crypto market space. Volume is at around the usual at 15 billion. Typical hold time is going to be 76 days, 66% buy activity, and 34% sell activity. We're trading at all-time highs, baby, and I would not be surprised if Ethereum hits $5,000 per coin very, very soon. That was our prediction, actually, for the next pretty much for the month of November. So we have another 3 weeks, and we're very close. We're only about $300 away. That would mean about a $100 gain per week for the next 3 weeks, and we'll be at that area. So do you guys think Ethereum will hit that 5,000 area by the end of this month? I personally think so. You guys let me know in the comments below. I will be replying to everybody's comments, so I will be replying to your comments as well, guys. So you let me know in the comments below. Smash that like button for me, guys. It's aimed for 100 plus likes if you enjoy this type of content. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on that bell notification to get notified every time I make a new video. And as always, I am not a financial advisor. This is all for entertainment purposes only. Before investing, speak to your financial advisor. Do your own due diligence. Make sure you understand what you're getting into. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope to see you guys in the next one. Have a great week. Goodbye.
You're listening to the Marvin Smith
Show. Let's talk about how easy it is to place an order on Webull. First, you want to search for that stock you want. Second, you want to click on that trade button, which is at the bottom.
Let's talk about Webull as we listen to that advertisement in the background. By the way, my shows have embedded advertisements. I have had from the city of Los Angeles to AT&T, I don't know who, everybody on this as a advertiser. But that was, they were dropping those in between my shows. I had no control over that. But initially, I started off by just going around some of these local venues and putting them on the show and as advertisers. I remember you had mics, muffler, radiator, right there off Broadway. I think we had World Motors right there off Broadway and 71st. We just would advertise. These were just folks I would just be dealing with. And a whole host of others. They advertised the burger spot, Art's Chili Dog. Don't matter, just because I was getting information out. And that was a time where I was actually on four continents. I got to five. I just looked at those numbers in terms of logistics that they provide. I think all platforms, you've pretty much been reduced. Now, the beauty is I was on all of those, in all of those nations and ears. However, my stats with regard to California and the United States was meager to me. It just like, well, why are these people listening to me everywhere else and not around the United States? But today, solid blue. I mean, it's I'm lit up. So it's been a transfer, or everybody that was listening to me in them countries was actually federal agents or FBI or military and got on a plane and came on over, and now they're back at home in the United States. Just saying, I'm being funny, and y'all don't think that's funny. I know.
For any scam or any spam, should I say, I will never talk about a WhatsApp, my broker, or any of that. It's spam. Never send your personal information or money to anyone on any platform, okay? Let's keep it moving. So I had to come in, stop in. I'm in my friend's car to let you know some of the really, like, really, I think, big news on Shiba Inu, but also on the infrastructure bill on this one, okay? We're not just going to make money with one coin or one sector or just be, you know, have FOMO with just one stock or crypto, right? It's a lot of money to be made, good people, all right? So let's keep it moving. So I'm reading here. So if you see me squinting, I'm reading. My wife's going to get mad at me because I don't have my glasses on. All right, so CHIPS, online crypto casino, is now supporting and accepting SHIB, okay? It's an online crypto casino. It's now accepting SHIB. I wish I had my computer and charts. I want you guys to go ahead and Google that. And that is a positive thing for SHIB. And it should be a positive catalyst, all right, to help support it, right? Here's another thing. There's a company called Wealth Simple, okay? Wealth Simple, all right, crypto in Canada is now offering SHIB. So a lot of some people think it's Canada's version of Robinhood, okay? So they're now offering SHIB. So you have all of these new retail investors that are able to buy Shiba Inu in Canada through Wealth Simple, all right? That's another big catalyst for the SHIB, okay? As a matter of fact, the volume was so great till they had it actually shut the site down because of the trading value, okay? So too many people was buying at the same time, all right, because they just offered it. So they weren't selling it. They were buying it. So that's another positive catalyst. Remember, when these whales are though they are buying more, but when the retail investor owns the majority of the share, it actually makes it better, right? So that's two. Here's the third thing. Coinbase now allows New York residents to buy SHIB through Coinbase, of course. And so New Yorkers, you know, at first you couldn't buy it. Now you can through your Coinbase. Now, if you don't have Coinbase, then you need to go to my link below. I'm going to put these glasses on because this sun is shining right in my eye, good people. All right, so if you don't have Coinbase, then I have a link below. Deposit $100 and get going on some other cryptos, but you can also, of course, buy and sell Shiba Inu, all right? And so those are three main catalysts I wanted to hit you right at the top of this video that let you know that there's a lot of still upward catalysts for Shiba Inu. So just those are three major things, all right? And so is it moving right now? No, it really isn't. It's just a fight against the bears and the bulls. Here's what we do know and we have found out. Those, the big wallet that had the 4 or the 5 billion SHIB, they have not sold. They just moved. All right. So what they did was they did like any billionaire would do and not keep all of your money in the same wallet. You wouldn't keep all your money in the same bank if you had that much money. You just don't do it. So what we do know now is that they've moved them to another wallet. Now, many of us think it may be one of the creators of SHIB or somebody that worked with the team, and signs show that they're trying not to tank the market, which I appreciate, as those of us that have SHIB. They're trying not to tank the SHIB market because they could have just start selling big chunks from the same wallet, and they didn't want to. So they just moved it to four different wallets, and we now know that they are not selling. It's another whale that's been selling, but not that one individual, which I believe has the biggest share right now of SHIB, okay? Those are all positive things. Now, they may be trying to just let it get to an all-time high. They may see that it's going higher, so they're trying to just protect it until it gets there, or they really do want Shiba Inu to be a successful crypto, a successful coin. And it's showing that it's going to have a lot of utility. As you can see, people are starting to accept it now for payment, all right? And so there's going to be bigger adoption. So I don't want to overpump it. When do we buy? We only buy when it dips, okay? If you've been buying the dips properly, and if you listen to me and you didn't panic sell and you bought the dips and now you're better for buying the dips, please leave me a comment. Believe it or not, late at night sometimes I read.
All right, folks, this is the Marty Smith Show, but that was Larry Jones. Larry Jones is all on the internet. I really appreciate Larry. Larry is kind of like me. We're not in it to give you a bunch of gobbledygook. And we don't get nothing out of y'all, really, other than, yeah, we can send you a link. I appreciate someone sent me $20 worth of Bitcoin yesterday. Thank you. We're trying to get that up to 2,000. But I'll thank you in advance for that. And hopefully it'll be forthcoming. And for investors in cryptocurrency, that's not difficult. People have asked me for all kind of things. Somebody asked me last week, out of all the things, I show up to work. And I hadn't been at work at this site. You know, I'm all over the place. I'm like a consultant in security. I move around. But I'm just a moving security guard. And I work in high-profile spots. And this, I get a text. A young gentleman who I do know, we're not, like, deep like that. He is texting me to ask for $40 so he can get to work for the next week. And it's a Tuesday, by the way. No, it's a Wednesday. It was Wednesday. And he told me that. Because all his money is tied up in cryptocurrency. And that's one of them days where I know I got to pay for parking. You know, most of my gigs, I don't really have to pay for parking. But this one, it took $20 to get there, and then another $12 for parking. So it's a $30 day, and I ain't even ate lunch. And I get a text from somebody who's not really in my clique. But it's cool. We cool. And as I'm telling him, well, I'm in the same crypto markets as you, and I got auto withdrawal. So let me check my phone and see what I can do as I'm talking to this brother. the phone hangs up, and it takes me another 30 seconds or so. I'm running my mouth, maybe a minute, and then I realize I'm asking for a response, and nobody's there. I look at the phone, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Well, obviously, because he works down the street, he knows I'm on the block. Game recognized game. And I had just got back into doing these shows, and I talked about cryptocurrency 2 or 3 shows before. All right. That's even more beautifuler. But I ain't giving you a dime. Then you hung up the phone in my face. Bruh. Really? Let me give you the 7 biggest guides to crypto myths. This is what has been a problem. And I try to educate as best we can. We don't give advice, but we can educate and give you I can't give you advice about financial investment and where to put your money and where to do this and go over here and file for that and get on this account. But I can give you advice about how to think about it. And since I ain't asking you to give me a dime, anything I get by way of support of the show is just like, and this was the thing. I mean, I just showed up the other day. I was playing around. I said again, and I couldn't click the buttons right. And the app shut down. So I get up the next day and somebody had sent 2 cents. They sent 2 cents on my Cash App. It was 2 cent credit to the cash. So if I had $100, now I got $100.02. As I kept reading, somebody sent $2. Okay, now I got $100, $2.02. Yesterday, somebody sent $20 in Bitcoin. Obviously, there's a message with the twos. My 2 cents has multiplied to this point. It's a beautiful thing because we do need support for these shows. I never thought about it in terms of the cost of production and all that because I just was running my mouth. And my mindset has always been, fool, you got to get yours because ain't nobody going to look out for you in the end. Family, friends, not going to be there in the end. Loved ones, we'll become distant ones. And we'll keep loving family, friends, and loved ones till the end. But that has nothing to do with how people behave. You can be dead in a hotel room. Nobody even know you was there, huh? There are 7 big myths about this game. With Bitcoin hitting all-time highs, and major news breaking almost every day, it seems like a good time to look at some of the biggest myths and misconceptions people tend to have about the world's first cryptocurrency, if they have any merit, and correct the record if you think, for instance, that Bitcoin is valued based on nothing, or that it's too volatile to have any real-world use, this guide is for you. We're separating fact from fiction without shying away from legitimate risks to get to the truth about the world's most popular cryptocurrency. Bitcoin was the first currency. Somebody, Satoshi, gonna have a conversation today about who the hell he is. While it is true that some people buy Bitcoin as a speculative investment, what does the word speculative mean? I am a Freemason, like George Washington, you know, like the founding fathers, like part of the British royal court. I'm a Freemason. I am a Mason. I am not an operative Mason, meaning I do not lay brick, although I know how. I do not lay cement, although I know how. And my title as a Mason in the order of Freemasonry has nothing to do with laying brick, tile, none of that. Cement. I am a speculative Mason under that umbrella. We all are. So when we say Bitcoin is a speculative investment seeking big returns, that pretty much sums up what I just told you. That doesn't mean that Bitcoin itself is a bubble. It's here to stay. Bubbles are economic cycles characterized by unsustainable rises in market value. Unsustainable rise in market value pretty much means that say market is going up and I can't get an apartment, and it went from 1400 a year ago, now it's like 4500. That's unsustainable. Nobody can afford that, and nobody can pay the loans for that that owns the apartment. You got to lower the price. And you can't rent to people to get the market correct by lowering the price, and they already broke either. So, as it refers to Bitcoin, as I continue, they eventually pop up when investors realize prices are much higher than assets' fundamental value. Bitcoin is optionally compared to an infamous early speculative bubble, the 17th century Dutch tulip mania. Tulips, by the way, listen to me, very important to the early development in the mindset of English, Dutch, Irish settlers, and this, that, and the other. So the 17th century Dutch tulip mania in 1637, speculators caused prices for some tulip varieties to surge 26-fold. In 1637, you can imagine $10 yield on a bushel would be like $10,000 today. Okay, get it in your mind. The bubble lasted 6 months, crashed, and never recovered. What is that telling you? Nobody went back to tulips. They raised the prices up so far, people said, fuck them tulips. Plants in my yard right now, and in most yards that have been planted in the last 10 years. And I will be the first to tell you, because I have been in this gardening thing since I was a little kid, those plants cost money, and now you can get them everywhere. We all remember Carl Kanai. We all remember Cross Colors and all of that hype and all those type of brands. Even Jordache, when they had the same problem. You create a demand. It's like the dope dealer on the corner. Somebody gifted him, or he got up on some weight, and now he done blew up the block, and he can't handle his demand. And the neighbors want his ass to go, because at least back in the day, he was paying them, you know, to keep the game hush-hush, and they didn't have a problem then. But now, this motherfucker ain't paying, and he still got the corner blowed up, and everybody up and down the street, and everybody can't sleep, and motherfuckers getting abused, hurt, beat up, shot, raped, killed, whatever. Your bitcoins and some of this madness can go the same way. Create all this hype and mania around this coin, and that coin, and this coin, and IB coin, and WIB coin, and NIB coin, and LIB coin, and blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, ain't nobody got nothing but dirty rags because it's all went to hell in a handbag. The real story, Bitcoin is going through multiple price cycles. Over the course of 12 years, been around 12 years, folks, and has recovered each time to achieve new highs. Let me tell you what Marty Marsh tells me. Where I see this, just in terms of what I think I know about any of this thing dealing with numbers and money. It would have to reach 100,000 and it would have to reach 100,000 probably within 6 months, in my opinion. And it's going to stake itself out. I think Bitcoin is going to stake itself out as the Superman currency. Bam, boom. Some of the others will follow. Ethereum will, I have said this, I'll say this again. Ethereum 10,000. I'm going to look at January to March. Moving into 22, we will see. All those other tokens will respond accordingly because they're all chained to an Ethereum. Everything's moving to an Ethereum and an Ethereum network and decentralize or centralize this for that. But pay attention to traditional brokerage houses, bankers, shoppers, eateries, shopping platforms, like, you know, Kroger owns Food for Less, Rouse, and a whole bunch of stuff. The Superior Markets chain and all of that stuff. When they start to move toward this, I think 7-Eleven has a version, but when they start adopting major coins and SHIBs and for whether you knew it or not, I hate to tell you, SHIB's a major coin. It's not going anywhere. For example, at the end of the dot-com era in the 90s, Amazon stock went down from 100 a share to $5 a share, only to become like, now you can't even afford it. I remember that day in them times because I was day trading, but I think we had been fed, just the media was such a negativity in terms of don't do this and this. To put your money over here because this supported this stuff and this type of their neighbors on to killing people in this country or taking and carpet limits in that country and this state. And you know, at some point, I'm like, you know, I really don't give a fuck.
We're very pleased to have on board this for a second performance today, Cherokee National Treasure, Tommy Wildcat, performing traditional flute music. So please welcome him in the warmest of National Museum of American Indian ways to our floor.
Hello, how are you people out there? My name is Tommy Wildcat. It's good to be here once again at Cherokee Days 2017 at the National Museum of American Indian. I'm going to start this morning, this evening off with one of my most promoted flute songs called Warrior Flutes, heard all over Cherokee country from North Carolina, Northern Georgia, Tennessee, and Northeastern Oklahoma. So here we go, folks, my most promoted flute song called Warrior Flute.
Youngest victim we have learned, just 14 years old.
Now, some 50,000 people attended this show on Friday night, and Houston police have now launched a criminal investigation. The first lawsuits have been filed against Travis Scott, Live Nation, and the concert promoter as well. Joining me now to talk more about this is New York Times Houston Bureau Chief David Goodman. David, the Times now reporting that Travis Scott got a warning ahead of time from the Houston police chief. Can you tell us about this?
Yes, so Travis Scott is a national, you know, name in rap, musician known around the world. Excuse me. But he's also a big hometown sort of hero in Houston, and he's got deep ties to the community. And in fact, the police chief here personally knows Travis, as does the mayor. And so, as I understand it, Troy Finner, the police chief, went to visit Scott in his trailer during the day on Friday, as it was clear that the crowd there was getting, you know, was rowdy and But earlier in the day, so not when the sort of stampedes were occurring, but went there and sort of reminded Travis Scott that back in 2019, he'd also had an issue at his concert, and there'd been some stampeding and some people injured. And sort of just, you know, as a kind of mentor, went to talk to the younger man and say, you know, just this is kind of the kinds of fans you have. They're very devoted, and just to be aware of that.
Is there a sense of what kind of impact that had? And I wonder, because noted in the report, your report, is that, yes, Chief Finner knows Travis Scott, but that he also likes him, right? He sees him as this hometown boy who's there doing something that's really good for the community, for the economy. Is it possible that this was a warning that was sort of just more jovial?
Well, I don't think we know exactly how it was conveyed or how it was received at this point, but I do know that officials here have talked to me at least a lot about how what Travis Scott was trying to do with Astro World. When he was doing earlier in the week, he had been at an elementary school to, you know, open up a community garden that he had supported. And his foundation does do some work in Houston. So I think there's a lot of the devastation is felt particularly close, even amongst top officials in Houston, because of this, and the victims too. You know, people came from all over to go to this concert, but they also came, you know, from right here in Houston. And in fact, one of the youngest victims, a 16-year-old, went to the high school down the street from my place in Houston. And so it really is something that's felt by the community at large. And I think there was this sort of sense that, you know, Travis Scott was trying to do good. And I think there was some defensiveness of him. And we'll see how that plays out in the investigation.
Yeah, look, it's so upsetting with these young folks who have died in this and been injured. David, thank you for the great report.
You know what's so upsetting, folks? It's so upsetting. I think 5 times as many motherfuckers died the weekend before, and that bitch didn't give a damn about them. This is not those young people's first concert. I just worked one last night, and they rushed the stage, jumped the barricades from a story over. That's the behavior. Artists can only do what they can. I would say this, though, and I said this since the pandemic. Everybody got their little old stimulus. Everybody got their little old perk. Everybody just shitted on the security guards. Everybody see the security guard. Now you want to talk about people getting pricked in the neck with shit? That's why I don't like doing that shit. I'm in conflict right now with a couple of these companies, because I'm not going to be doing that shit. The folks that's asking you to do that shit don't have no idea what's going on the motherfucking street. You're putting yourself in harm's way when every day is a January 6th riot at an event, every fucking day, and you're dealing with people who are ignorant that you work with, and I'm telling staff, get your old ass, your young ass out the way. Are you going to try to be RoboCop? Watching them getting cut out. Knocked down. Get the hell out the way. This company is not paying you to get knocked upside the head. And these people are going to act ignorant. If you wanted to prohibit it, there were options. If you look what's inside where I just worked, there's ways to have prevented that. Just adjust the barricades by a few feet. Curtains. We're all limited to workforce. We don't have enough people showing up. That's just all around the world right now. All around the world, nah, yeah, yeah. Can't find my workers. I don't know where and why they don't come back. If they love me, they don't come back. Whatever. I could give a damn. Because they would have been in the way that Travis Scott or just even a couple of nights ago. I think this trend will continue because the public is on some bucking up for whatever reason. I think it has less and less to do with security management and protocols, unless they spend exorbitant amount of dollars with barricades, and they could have put fencing inside. There's ways to prohibit all of that that went on just at the forum, even at Travis Scott. But who wants to go to a concert like a prison barrack? And don't be naive after you go and get your ass crushed up and whooped up or beat up or whatever, pricked in the neck, and expect that they were going to come on some holy Jesus shit. You knew the job was dangerous, and you knew what time it was. This is the Marty Smith Show. And this whole go after Travis Scott and this is foolish. This is like, okay, now Hate Travis Month. Yeah, you're going to get sued. And I talked about this just a couple of nights ago because we were aware that this was the next day. But the security was like, you know, this shit is going to happen again, and there's nothing to get that fuck out the way. And I told staff at the beginning of the day, for the event, within hours, this is going to occur. These people are going to go buck. Get out of the way. It could have been prevented with more barricades and parameters, this, that, and the other. But I'm also mindful. I've been in security a long time, and I've been in events and concerting. I've given them all. I've given everything. I've given them. I've had to produce big, big, big. The size of that last night, I had produced something that big. And I, whatever night that was, that before. Even with the floor and all that, you know. Yeah, you can put up barricades, and they'll dismantle that, and then you got weapons. Now they got what, you know, whatever. But to dismantle stuff that's constructed with steel and screws is much easier, much harder than just jumping in over a 3.5-foot barricade in which you have no guards present. So lack of employees creates an problem right now. We just don't have folks to fill the spot. And there's only so many people you can tackle. My arm is sore right now. Okay? I'm splint snatching, fighting patrons that went to go have a good time at a concert. So, you know, we could always say it is what it is. What if they had just spent all that time investing in SHIB and never went to the concert? And everybody be happy and this, that, and the other. And then again, there would be polka dot rainbows and fairy tales.
Nigga, we doing this shit from Cleveland to L.A., nigga. Whatever you niggas bring me a drink. Nigga, what time is it? Yeah. I don't give a fuck where you lay at, nigga. It's time to slay these bitch, man. Bitch. They ain't even know what type of niggas for you. Where my thugs at? Both thugs on me. I know you niggas been waiting for this for a long time. Well, here it is, nigga. Here it is. What you gonna do?
Well, I'm a speak to the Armageddon, Lord. You know that I won't fly by that land and you taught me. The pull of my webs and you brought me. And I'm a stress and it's softly. Get him about me, cause always one of us harming and been bombing. Make up out of my ghetto. I won't settle, get on my level. They can't stop me and stop me, nigga. They got me fucked up. Little the pocket.
Rushing when they see me, I flaunt it.
all gon' die. We bleed through similar veins. Please explain to me now. Don't panic when my guns burst. Heard the last damn nigga. This one's worse. My nigga Bone held the throne till I came home. Thug love player. Tell these bitch niggas bring it on. I caught a plane out to Cleveland late last evening to help my niggas clean up some niggas no longer breathing. Now, who do you believe in? Hit the weed and breathe. It's a cold-ass world, niggas. Kill you in your sleep. Watch me until they stop me. Bury, murder me or drop me. I got thug love for my nation while I bust it. Feel me?
Motherfuckers out to give me, they don't understand. It's the number one nigga right with a nation of niggas. Down to put in some work, get some dirt, fucking around with the band bone. So, in harmony, follow down the road, we strolled to meet karma. Everything I do will seem to call drama. Ready for the war like a knight in my armor. Bomb ya, so quick to step. This nigga wanna press me, eat up. For the love of the love, niggas bustin' on us. Hit him up with the buck, 12 kg rust. I'm on war, put the niggas on the floor. When I'm coming through the door, bringing nothing but a terror. Cause I'm a pain to the nigga that dead. Try to put a twist in himself to error. Get up with a nigga like Pac and a nigga like me. Hot. Thug love to the die, keep a prayer to the sky, put a field in the hood, smoke and fry. So I beg the Lord to save us all, escapers of misery. Bless my niggas in penitentiary, soldiers of the century. Yeah,
they get into my niggas, they get down, down with the dirty, and we don't fuck around. Fuck a couple of rounds, and if it passes through, they hit the ground. And don't get caught up in the crossfire, nigga. Artillery thick, and you don't want to get the fucking with this. I'm straight devil, not the fucking with this. I reload, fuck a little more. See the scene, but the fuck won't even know. So what are you looking for? They don't know, a motherfucker with a leather face. Hey, man, she said I ran this way, said I ran that way. Your hoes, I never know because I got away. A criminal mind to keep a nigga on the level sometimes. Get out and analyze your crime. Correctly organized, and with results to be surprised.
Nigga, can you feel the vibe? We got rap, play hate, niggas, you got to die. It's only rap, but with bone. Better leave it alone. More thugs on track, they fucking don't feel in the hood with a thug's blade. Fucking with nothing but thugs, man. Ain't taking no soldiers, no lawless. We cracking them down around my way. Give it to him on another level, nigga, get a shovel, you can dig a hole, bitches, it's dead. If a red, take a head, you can beg, you can play, but still gon' bleed. Bloody red, for the mind that we seen in the moonlight, we are right.
For you,
better run for cover, nigga, duh. We bout to bust Drake after the infrared, put it on his forehead. Make some moves, this shower is home. Put the card in the motherfucker, send him to his mama, tell her he was dead.
Wrong, dead, wrong, gone, now he's long, long.
Like mines, like landmines, all set to explode. Microphone is all set to unload. Zone watch, that means watch the zone. I'm in a temple with a million dead MC microphones, and they all want it back by the geeks. Sleep if you dare, cause death catch niggas when they sleep. Beware of the consequences, it's senseless to face the prosecuted life or death and see sentence. Travel through your inner thoughts, just a vision how far I could get. Explore to the inner core and ain't stop yet. Continue the journey, cause all that shit you kick just don't concern me. You can't turn me back to reality, where niggas pack straps and they mentality react so violently to leave and see breathing silently. With hollow point silence for the violence. Ain't no harm in me, ain't got no love for no hoes in harmony. It's easy to find them seeds to execute. Chances of survival too small to compute. Recognize, like this was Samuel Sneed. I grip the microphone, continue with my devilish deeds. Cause all I see in my M-I-N-D is DPG for L-I-F-E. And all I see on the M-I-N-D I see is another man with them stick opposing me. Supposed to be regulating in this rap era. Made one error up against the microphone terror. It takes two to tangle. I told Jazz don't worry like he's Murray, I'ma strangle. MC with the microphone cord. You don't faze me, your thoughts been invaded and explored. I know the ins and the outs to your buddy. I know where you live and how you make your money. I came to violate you, that's a crate you. I create two murderous scenes. Can you relate to a dog pound gang?
DPG,
I'm a dog pound gang.
DPG,
I'm a dog pound gang.
DPG,
straight dog pound gang. I got the right to serve your ass when you head in school.